Okay, so we're in a new siman. We're in the siman Sai Dalet. So until now, the last few topics in the Machaber that we've been learning in Mishnah Berurah, we've been discussing how to focus, the hard part of tefillah, hard part of davening is try to zoom in and concentrate. So we talked about how to physically prepare ourselves, how to mentally prepare ourselves. So in Sai Dalet, we start a new angle to this. Bikuma li spala, when a person readies themselves, when he stands up, to daven, imu ome b'chutzaretz, if you're in the diaspora, as they call it, as we are unfortunately, yaksir panav keneged Eretz Yisrael. So you should turn your face towards Eretz Yisrael. V'yachaven gam li Yushalayim l'migdash l'beis kadosh ha-kadoshim. And you should, me'machaven, you should focus, you should concentrate on Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings up a very interesting point. He says, as you notice, so we think this halakha is pretty simple, as we see nothing simple. But basically this idea is that when we daven, we have to face Eretz Yisrael. We'll get into that a little more. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out something very interesting. If you notice, there are two steps here. I mean, we didn't even finish the halakha yet. There are two steps. One is, first the Machaber said, when you get up to daven, you should face Yatzir Panav Keneged Eretz Yisrael. You should face Eretz Yisrael. Right? Pretty simple. We'll see, it's not so simple. But anyways, then the Machaber goes on. The Rosh HaShulchan draws our attention to that. It says, V'chaven gam l'Yushalayim u'l'migdash beis kadosh kadoshim. In other words, it's not good enough that we should just face Eretz Yisrael, however we face Eretz Yisrael. Right? But the Rosh HaShulchan says, Machaber Slung is another idea. That is when we face, let's say, whatever direction we face, when you face that direction, that's not good enough. You also have to concentrate that you direct your mind towards Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and even more specifically, the Kodesh Kodeshim. So a two-step process. First is the physical, and that is, I'm facing the right direction. Second thing is the mental. In other words, you got to concentrate. Chav in libo. You have to concentrate that you're directing your concentration, so to speak, your prayers to that specific part, place. Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Kadosh Kadoshim. Hi, Alma Beis Yisrael. Part two is, let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Yachzer Panu Keneged Yerushalayim. So what do? So you face Yerushalayim. V'yachaven gam l'migdash ul Beis Kadosh Kadoshim. And again, you should focus, concentrate your thoughts and your mind. So the Mikdash Beis Kodesh Kodeshim. Hayo Omid B'Yerushalayim. Let's say you're in Yerushalayim. Right? Yeshiva's, Chofetz Chaim's in the north part, right? I haven't been there in a while. Ramot is also, right? North part of Yerushalayim. So then what do? So Mechavit continues. Yatzer Pan of the Mikdash. So you face the Mikdash. So let's say, so again, now what we see right away is the idea that you face east is not necessarily true. Right? Let's just stick to Yerushalayim, then we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan about Europe and things like that. But again, if you're in Yerushalayim, so let's say you're in the northern suburbs of Yerushalayim, so you don't face east. What are you going to do? Face east? You're facing, what, Amman? What is that? Right? Answer is face south. Face south. Or, you know, whatever direction it may be, depending where you are. And step two in that, so good. You're in, you're in Sanhedrin Rochev, you're in Ramot, so you face south. That's not enough, as we said, this is the second part. V'yachavim gam keneged l'beis kadosh ha-kadoshim. So then, but you still have to direct your focus towards the Beis HaMikdash. You're closer, but you still got a mental. You're not there. Hayam erochorei ha-kaporos. Let's say you're behind the kaporos. Let's say on the backside of the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to use that terminology, Matzah Panu LaKaporos. So then you face the Kaporos, right? So you turn around, you face wherever the Beis Kadosh Kadoshim is. You're closer, but you don't have the prize yet. So again, Mishnah Berurah brings down the pasuk. V'yispal alecha derech artzam. The pasuk says that this is all based upon the pasuk that says we should daven. They should daven to you towards their land. So therefore, you do that. We face whatever direction it may be that brings us closer to physically and mentally towards Yerushalayim and the Beis Kodesh Kasher. Again, and the Mishnah Berurah also goes through this idea of Yichavin Libo. He talks about that a person has to think in their mind, visualize, picture in their mind, as if they're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in Yerushalayim. In the Makom Kodesh Kodeshim, we have, we have movies today that try to, like I mentioned on Tisha B'Av, that's impossible to imagine, but you know, some people today, they picture they're staying at the Kosel, if you ever had that experience. And that's what you do. Now, I wanted to mention, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, as well as we're going to talk about it a little more in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Aruch HaShulchan goes on about this idea. And he says that, again, that the Anamatzim Panenu L'Mizrach, that we'll see in Sif Beis, that we face east. We'll see that later. Because we live in the west. I think we're in Los Angeles. Okay, I haven't looked at the map, but you know, it's a pretty much direct shot west. Maybe a little south. We'll see. We'll discuss that a little more. To Eretz Yisrael. Basically, we're west of Eretz Yisrael. Pretty much straight. Pretty much.
Jerusalem.
But
Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pretty much a direct shot. I think I heard once from a geography professor that what's interesting is, not to compare in any way, that Los Angeles has a similar climate, Mediterranean climate, which is similar there to some. Maybe that's why there's so many Israelis here. You know, they get a little confused. You know, like, nothing personal. It's very interesting. So again, not to compare Chas V'Shalom. But the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll discuss that again, we'll get into in Sif Beis. He says, but we who are in Poland, the Gambim Dinos Rusia, or in Russia, where a lot of Jews obviously were for a long time, unfortunately, Shalom Tov is Sofan Olam, right there more north. Especially you think Russia. Russia is not only north, but you know, if you face east, you're way off. You're way off. So, im kein anachnu keneged ma'aravis phonis. So, if anything, we're north, northwest, maybe northeast, depending on what part of Russia you are. He brings down. He says from the Levush and others, the Taz, the Magen Avram, who says that again, we always think the custom is to face east. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, not necessarily. Because if you face east in those northern climes, you will not be facing Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he says, because of the Be'emes, Keshebonim Beis HaKnesses, Yandu Kosel HaMizrachis, Shebo HaAranakar. So therefore, when you build a shul, so you should put the Aron Kodesh, Notel Etzad Mizrachis Deromis. So it should face southeast. Let's say in Russia.
What?
Right. The Az Yeh Mechavin Keneged Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. And that way you're really facing, I think they have a compass now that they sell. That where, don't they have that somewhere? It faces, you know, wherever you are, it just tells you exact, you know, how to face exactly towards Yerushalayim. So anyways, he says, but, you know, if, you know, sometimes there's problems with the government, they don't let you. So then it was the czars or whatever. Now we call them zoning authorities or, you know, zoning people in the various cities. I know very well about these people. So he says, so if you can't, you build it east. But again, as we go on, we'll see that the idea of facing east, in general, is true. Let's say when they were in Germany or France or Spain or New York, or Los Angeles, or Chicago, or Lakewood, or whatever. But what happens when we talk about Hungary, or Russia, or Galicia, or places like that, Lithuania? So again, we'll get into that a little more in Sif Beis, that this idea of facing east is not so simple. In general, most places, especially now that we're living in America, it's true. But it's not so ironclad, as we'll see as we go along. Okay?